This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Voting for local level election peacefully completes in Nepal with sporadic incident of disturbances. Election Commission's preliminary data show 64% voter turnout across the country. Preparations for vote counting are underway at respective local levels. Jeep accident in Sangja kills 14 people, leaving 11 others injured. And European Union pledges another 500 million euros in military assistance for Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Voting for the local level election 2022 has been completed peacefully in Nepal with sporadic incidences of disturbances. Nepal Police spokesperson Senior Superintendent of Police Bishnu Kumar Kesi said the election was held peacefully despite sporadic incidences in different districts. Updating the data received till 5 p.m. so far, he said 110 incidences have taken place in more than 30 districts. As for the details received, pre-polling was held in 40 polling stations, which were blocked due to disputes. Likewise, the voting has been postponed at some polling stations, including in Kabre, Saptari and Sarlahi districts. In some districts, the rains also affected the polling. SSP KC further said warning shots had also been fired in some polling stations of 11 districts to bring the situation under control. According to the Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podal, the preliminary data show 64% voter turnout across the country. The Election Commission further said the necessary arrangements have been made for the safe transportation of ballot boxes, as well as to initiate vote counting immediately by collecting all ballot boxes. The local level election was held in a single phase for the first time after promulgation of new constitution in Nepal. Reporting from Saptari, Radio Nepal's reporter Utsav Acharya says the election officer was manhandled and the polling booth was vandalized at Dagneshwari municipality of Saptari. As per the report, a gang of hooligans vandalized the ballot boxes and manhandled election officer Bipin Adab, disputed at the Hari Rabba Janata Secondary School in Dagneshwari 2 in Saptari. Moreover, election has been postponed in Punarbas Municipality 10 in Kanchanpur District. After disputes emerged as a fake voting in the name of absentee voters, the voting at BJ Secondary School Polling Center at Bhimbasti in Kanchanpur got postponed. Likewise, Ilam District has recorded 65% of voting as per the preliminary data. Chief Election Officer in Ilam Harishchandra Ingnam said the Election Management Committee in the district has been preparing for vote counting. He said by 9 p.m. tonight, all the ballot boxes of Ilam Municipality would be collected. Similarly, the preliminary estimates show 71% voting in Sunsari District. As per the update from Sunsari District Election Office, the election was held peacefully in all 12 local levels in the district. Moreover, Kaski District has also witnessed 60% voter turnout. Kaski Chief Election Officer Sri Krishna Bhattarai said the election was held peacefully in all local levels in Kaski with an estimation of 60% voter turnout. Polling was also disrupted in 4 polling centers in Bara District today. Bara Chief Election Officer Khilanath Regmi said the voting at 4 voting centers of ward number 2 and 4 in Pasarauta municipality of Bara was disrupted. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has thanked all the stakeholders for making the local level election successful. Issuing a statement today, Nepali Congress Chief Secretary has quoted Prime Minister Deuba that he would like to thank all the stakeholders for making the local level election successful in free and fair manner. The Election Commission has sought a clarification from Janata Samajwadi Party's Federal Council Chairperson, Dr. Baburam Bhattarai, for making public the ballot paper which he had marked for voting. Commission's spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podel said the commission sought clarification from Dr. Batroy within 24 hours, claiming he committed the offence. Dr. Batroy posted pictures on social networking sites this morning where he was showing the ballot papers, already marked and sealed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyahi nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। 14 people have died and 11 others injured after a jeep carrying voters met with an accident at Urkal bus of Waling 14 in Sangja district today. The spokesperson at the district police office Sangja, Rabindra Khanal, said the jeep was heading towards Tiwari Pasal from Sikre at the time of the accident. The injured in the accident are said to be in serious condition and they have been sent to Gandaki Medical College, Pokhara, for further treatment. They all were going to Tiwari Pasal Voting Centre for casting votes under the local level election today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The European Union has pledged another €500 million in military assistance for Ukraine. Previously, EU packages have funded military equipment and other provisions such as first aid kits and fuel. Meantime, the UK's Foreign Secretary has urged world leaders to continue to put pressure on Vladimir Putin by imposing further international sanctions on Russia and supplying more weapons to Ukraine. Speaking to reporters at G7 Foreign Ministers meeting in Germany, Liz Truss called for more military provisions to Ukraine to help the country in its defense against Russia. G7 foreign ministers have been meeting in Germany over the last 3 days to discuss the war in Ukraine and its impact. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has told the German Chancellor that it is Kiev, that not Moscow, which is blocking peace talks. Sri Lanka's new Prime Minister has said that an economic crisis that has brought misery and unrest is going to get worse before it gets better. In his first interview with the BBC since taking office, Mr. Wickremasinghe said he would ensure families get 3 meals a day. Appealing to the world for more financial help, he said there won't be further crisis. United Emirates President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan has died, Emirati state news agency WAM reported. He was 73. Al Jazeera report says Sheikh Khalifa had rarely been seen in public since suffering a stroke in 2014. After that, his brother Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed was seen as the de facto ruler and the decision maker of major foreign policy decisions. Under the constitution, UAE Vice President and Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the ruler of Dubai, would act as president until the Federal Council, which groups the rulers of the 7 Emirates, meets within 30 days to elect a new president. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1 and partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Madhes Province, Lumbini Province and at one or two places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Voting for local level election peacefully completes in Nepal with sporadic incidents of disturbances. Election Commission's preliminary data show 64% voter turnout across the country. Preparations for vote counting are underway at respective local levels. Jeep accident in Sangza kills 14 people, leaving 11 others injured. And European Union pledges another €500 million in military assistance for Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.